Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. I am very happy that you are listening again today, and I want to talk about step 5 of the series 6 Steps to Your Dream Job. So this episode is about how to manage your first workday. So the situation is that you have gotten the job, you have negotiated your contract according to your wishes, and you have agreed on which date will be your first workday in the new company. And as you can imagine from the message that I had in the previous episodes, this is not the point just to say, congratulations, you made it to your dream job and all the best. No, because I really believe that we are all in the process of a lifelong learning, which means you are basically never there. So just that you have gotten the job and that you will now have your first workday there does not mean yet that you are landed in your dream job, because there is still a way to go. Because you don't want to enjoy this new exciting position only just during the first days or weeks that you are there, but I am pretty sure about that, you want to work in this job for the next years. So you have to build the basis for this, because it is also your responsibility that you create your working environment where you totally enjoy working. And this is why in this episode and also in the next episode, I have made these two last steps on your way to your dream job, to first how you manage your first workday, and then also how you integrate best into your job so that you really make the most out of this new exciting position that you have gotten and you are really able to contribute to create your dream job out of that for the next years. So it is not just about ticking the box that you have got a great position. No, now the process starts that you create your own ideal working environment based on all the nice preconditions and the great environment that this job brings. And the good news here is also that you don't need to stress yourself too much on your first workday, because you're just starting in this new role that you have gotten. The company has hired you, your manager, your boss has hired you based on the good discussions that you had in the job interview, so they know who you are, they know where you come from, what to expect from you, but also what you cannot know yet. And you have the time to get to know everything. Because when you start in a new company, everything is new on the first workday. Your way to work and the company building, at least unless you start to work fully remotely. The team will be new, the colleagues, lots of new faces, your schedule, meetings that you will have about new topics. And not to forget about the working equipment, hardware, access rights, so everything. And it can be like a magical grab bag how your first workday goes. And as I have already my third job here in Finland, I also had 3 first workdays in this country, in 3 different companies so far. And there are a lot of similarities what every first workday at a new company has in common, but there can also be huge differences, especially in the way that I felt after each of these first workdays. And there is also some preparation or even mental preparation that you could do for yourself. So I want to share a little bit to you my experiences on all that with you, that you feel better prepared. So when you have your first workday for a company, you have basically two sources that determine what expectations you will have on it. And the first one is, of course, the impressions that you have gotten from the new company, from the job interviews, from the people you have met there, and also from what you have found online about this company. And there, it is once again also very good to do your homework. That means, for example, the company structure, if this is made public, or the management of the company is visible online with names and with pictures, you can already have a look. If you don't have a clear picture from the job interviews yet, who are the faces at the top or in the top management of this company? And of course, that always depends how small or big that company is. If you have maybe even met most of them in the job interviews already, or maybe you will never meet them personally in a huge company, but especially in a medium-sized company, there is a likelihood that sooner or later you will meet also the big bosses, so it's not bad to be prepared. And as a side note, I can share also one funny personal experience with you that I had made on one first workday that I had for a company here in Finland, because I could have been better prepared for exactly this situation, because on my first workday, I have met the CEO of that company in the office building, and he just started a nice chat with me, and I had no idea who he was. And luckily, it turned out that he was a person who took that with humor, while maybe you can imagine I was extremely embarrassed and was wishing that the ground would swallow me up. And I went home that day with a feeling of, okay, I have left a great first impression in that company on my first day. So lessons learned here, it's very good to be prepared and to know the important faces. Then the second source that creates your expectations that you will have for your first workday is your old job. And here it depends how long you are already out of your old job. If you have just stopped working on Friday in your old job and then start a new one by Monday, or if you have, for example, been out for a longer time in between. But your old job will also be in your mind as the last reference. So this has been somehow your comfort zone back in the days. This was an environment that you knew, where you knew your tasks and you knew your people, you know how things are going. And the better you are able to let that go and be open for something new, the better your start to the new job will be. And I had this problem, for example, when I started my first job here in Finland. That was actually the second real employment that I ever had in my life. So before, I was working in Germany in a company for 4 years, and it got quite cozy there for me, I would say. So I had my tasks, I had my desk, my accesses, my colleagues, and my network in this German company. I knew how everything goes and how everything is organized, and it was a German company, so there was everything super organized, if not saying even bureaucratical. And then with my first job here in Helsinki, it was not just that I was new in the city and being now in a new country with new people around me talking in a different language. Of course, these are all the things that you know before, and this should not be a surprise. But nevertheless, if you are then at the point when you really experience it, it can still make you feel a bit insecure, or even feel a little bit like a system overload. So it was then also in this new work environment, in a company where I did not know anyone except of the few people that I had met in the job interviews, and it turned out that many things there were not that well organized as in Germany. And that had frustrated me because I completely compared this new company to my old job. And this is where I think that you should not do, because I would say that every company or every office is somehow like an own ecosystem where certain processes are going a certain way because certain people take care of that, and this is how the company has always done it. And it easily happens that you spot something that was better in your previous job and you start comparing or even doubting whether it was really the right decision to start working here. But the secret is to let go the past job in your life and just be open for the new things and for this new opportunity. And for me, the case was that with this first job I got in Helsinki, it quickly turned out that I did not like this specific job in general, and luckily I quickly found an alternative. But that experience also taught me to be more open for new ways of working or office environments that I have not seen before, or that I would not have expected to be like that. So at the first workday then at my second job here in Finland, I was then just happy about this new opportunity, and I went there super motivated and just curious to see how things are going, and with the big aim to adopt this company culture, because I also knew that this second job was then my chance to settle down in Finland and to integrate more into this country. And this openness and positive mindset was then the basis to integrate into this company from the first day onwards. And this job, I can really say that it really became my dream job for about 1 year before then the pandemic changed, unfortunately, also the culture in this company a lot. And this is what I mean with this episode, that just the fact that you have gotten the position of your dreams does not mean that you are already there in your dream job, but you further have to work on it. And it can also be fun doing that, because by starting your first workday with an open and positive mindset, with motivation and with curiosity, because everything will be new, that's clear, and all the processes and colleagues will be new to you. And there will be a lot of introductions to people, to systems, and a lot of organizational and administrative things to be clarified. But you can look positively towards that, and you can prepare yourself that you don't let that feel to you like a system overload, but set the intention for yourself to start this first workday in a relaxed way and in an open-minded way. So open for everything, everything new that is coming now. And you can set yourself the intention to leave a good impression, because nobody expects you to know everything from the beginning. Your new colleagues are most likely also curious about you. And so just see these people. Give them the impression that you really see them and that you are listening. And there will be many information on your first workday, and it is completely normal that you can't remember everything. So also everyone will understand that if you ask for something again in a couple of days. But my practical advice would then also be that you just make yourself some notes. So write down small keywords where you think that can be useful about everything that you hear from the different people on your first workday. Because when you do that from the beginning, not just on your first workday, but also in the following days, after a couple of days or weeks, you look at your notes again and you will see that you can now easily or much better create a picture out of that. If you look on your notes again and slowly put the puzzle together, what is done where in this company and who is doing what. And especially the who is important. So consciously focusing on the people behind the tasks, because the people are the ones who are doing the work, and that helps you also to follow up on conversations in the next days and weeks, and that helps to build up a network in this company and to integrate into the team in a fast way. So for this, the first workday or the first work days are a very good basis. And of course, even in the case that you left a not so good impression on your very first workday, as it has happened to me with the CEO, or if you just feel like a system overload after the first workday, there is no need to worry that the bubble of your dream job has burst, because a first workday will in 99% of the cases never be exactly as we would have imagined it, but just be open for the new experiences, stay motivated and curious, and you can get used to things that you might find weird at the beginning. You can get used to colleagues who might have been a bit unfriendly to you on your first workday, but maybe they just had a bad day themselves. So you are still on your journey to your dream job, and that continues with you to integrate into the company and into the new working environment. And how you do that in the following weeks and months in your company, this will be the topic of the next episode as the sixth and final step to create your dream job. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations and feel now a little bit more empowered to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you live in Finland and if you want to really spotlight yourself during your job search or to boost your career, if you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people really listening to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me in a personal 101 coaching, because I would like to help you to identify your strengths and your targets for your career, to find out how you can present yourself in the best possible way and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And if you currently have a specific challenge that you are applying for a new job or you have to give an important presentation at work, then I have some special nuggets for you how you can master this. So if that sounds interesting for you, please have a look on my Spotlight Yourself coaching and mentoring program. You can find that on my website michaela-kettner.coach, or you can also contact me on Instagram michaela.kettner.fi or via LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it now challenging to spell my German name, you can find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I would be really happy to connect with you, also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. I wish you a nice rest of the day. Get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.